He spent Labor Day campaigning. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress have chosen to go backwards, full of anger, violence, hate, and division.
9 weeks before Election Day, President Biden went to Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, two battleground states. Democrats are trying to flip Republican Senate seats, and he again took aim at Trump-supporting Republicans.
In hoping to rally his base, Biden's launching attacks on Republican candidates like Ron Johnson, tying them to January 6th.
Senator Johnson said it was, by and large, a peaceful protest. Have you seen the videos?
Johnson responded in a statement saying President Biden confirmed he has become the divider in chief. Not only have his policies been a disaster for hardworking Wisconsinites, he continued his dishonest attacks against me.
Fox's Griff Jenkins, former President Trump, says it's President Biden who's the threat to democracy. Now, Trump also won a court fight to have an independent review of the classified and other material taken from his home in Florida.
That ruling by federal judge Eileen Cannon not only approves the appointment of the special master that Trump has asked for, but also puts a pause on the Justice Department's review of those seized documents.
That's Fox's Brooke Singman. They're transferring power today in Britain. Boris Johnson's on his way out as prime minister.
Together, we have laid foundations that will stand the test of time.
He is now meeting with the Queen, who will formally appoint Liz Truss to take over as prime minister. It's back to school after Labor Day for many students in the Northeast and in Uvalde, Texas. But kids won't be going to Robb Elementary, the site of May's massacre of 19 students and two teachers. That building will be torn down. There's new fencing being built around other schools and a police presence, and 10 golden retrievers there today will be the comfort dogs.
We're hoping that our dogs are that bridge to bring the kids together to see their friends and a familiar teacher.
Bonnie Fear with Lutheran Church Charities. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
There is more concern today in Ukraine at that Zaporizhia nuclear power plant that Russians took control of early in the invasion. Shelling continues around the facility the day after the plant was again knocked off the electricity grid. Now, UN inspectors have feared damage could lead to a catastrophe. This as Russia turns to an ally for help. North Korea.
U.S. intel says Russia is looking to buy military supplies from the Hermit Kingdom so as to maintain its offensive against Ukraine. One U.S. official told AP it looks like Moscow is turning to North Korea because the Russian military continues to suffer from severe supply shortages in Ukraine due in part to export controls and sanctions. The White House also said that Moscow had bought drones from Iran for use in Ukraine, but Russian forces were facing technical troubles from those drones. Chill NATO, Fox News.
There is still a manhunt in Canada for one suspect in a stabbing spree in Saskatchewan that left 10 people dead. Now, he's believed to be injured. His brother, an accomplice, was found dead.
Even if he is injured, it does not mean he is not still dangerous.
That's Rhonda Blackmore with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. More than a dozen others injured. On Wall Street, a stock rebound is brewing from the continued selling last week. Dow futures up more than 200 points. Another upset at tennis's U.S. Open the day after the top men's seed got bounced.
American Francis Tiafoe, the number 22 seed, shocked second-seeded Rafael Nadal in the fourth round. Nadal was leading 3-1 in the fourth set when Tiafoe won five straight games to finish off the upset. The 36-year-old Nadal has won a men's record 22 majors, including taking both the Australian and French Opens this year. Tiafoe advances to the quarterfinals, where he will face the ninth-seeded Andrei Rublev of Russia, who defeated seven-seeded Cameron Norrie in straight sets.
That's Eric Messer Smith. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.